नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's Daybreak एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। Gutsy sighs of relief and as I told you so sounded across BJP offices as the party scraped ahead in Gujarat, significantly short of its 2012 tally. The BJP has won both in Gujarat and Himachal Pradesh, but there was too many lessons to learn from this election. With Bharatiya Janata Party back in power for the sixth straight term in Gujarat and taking Himachal Pradesh away from the Congress, the party now controls 19 of the 29 states. Never before has any political party controlled as many states in India. Congress 24 years ago was the last time to do so. Find out only on news18.com. Addressing BJP workers at the party headquarters in Delhi, PM Modi said that the verdict in two states was a backing for the goods and services tax. In the history of BJP, it's an unprecedented election. Political parties nowadays find it difficult to win even after 5 years. But Gujarat is an exception. Find the entire speech and much more only on news18.com. With 99 seats in the 182-member assembly, the BJP will now form its sixth straight government in Gujarat. Chief Minister Vijay Rupani won the margin with more than 54,000 votes in Rajkot West, while Deputy Chief Minister Nitin Bhai Patel emerged victorious in Mehsana. Dalit leader Jignesh Mevani has won his maiden election from the Wadgaon constituency. In Himachal Pradesh, the BJP coasted to a comfortable win, getting 44 out of the 68 assembly seats. Here's a look at all the election coverage from news18.com. Narendra Modi still rules polling booths, but Rahul Gandhi's challenge is now for real. Next year, the party will face elections in some big states like Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. Just like Gujarat, Congress is pitted against the BJP in all these provinces. 2018 promises to be an interesting year for politics. Find out more only on our website. The small margin of victory was a big wake-up call for Narendra Bhai Amit Bhai in that it was so very hard won. For the very first time, the Congress has shown signs of revival. Find this exclusive report only on news18.com. As the Congress led by Rahul Gandhi inched towards 80 seats, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah had a smile on his face. He told the party leaders and workers around him that he must win Karnataka once again as the Modi magic is on the wane and his home state. After the Gujarat results, the action is shifting to Karnataka. It's a defeat. It's not called anything else. It was an impressive fight by Rahul Gandhi, but his party fell short of a victory. So close yet so far is not the way Indian political narratives are written. So what did Rahul Gandhi miss in his Gujarat campaign? A strong regional satrap? Only on news18.com. One area where the BJP's magic did not work was the Prime Minister's own hometown of Vadnagar. Why? Find out only on news18.com. Did BJP President's management tips help with Gujarat election? BJP President Amit Shah, the architect of the party's sixth victory in the Gujarat Assembly elections, talks about his mantras in this News 18 exclusive. The Gujarat election result reminded us of the latest installment of Star Wars, The Last Jedi, why you ask? Find out here only on news18.com. Thanks for being with us for today's news18.com's Daybreak and stay with us for tomorrow's news18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com. Thank you.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.